from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's, in case you were unaware... Worry not! Lonzo and I are here to help. Even with all those sound bites, we are here to help people. In case you were unaware, and I need you seated for this. If you have your socks on, take them off because they're about to get blown off first if you don't. All right? Ladies and gentlemen.
Can we not ever use that ever again?
Why?
That or burnt brownies or
just, was that a thing?
Oh, it's definitely a thing, still is a thing. I'm guessing
that was a rivalry thing. That was like here in Sandstorm.
No
Tiger Rag.
No, there's no rivalry.
There's a little bit.
No.
A little bit.
I'm a kingmaker, man. But I mean, you know, move on, King.
I'll take it, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls, children of all ages, if you weren't aware, allow me to make you there. Allow me to take you there. It is football day in America, my dudes and dudettes. You have made it through a long, terrible, and treacherous offseason. You have waited, anticipated with a fire burning in your eyes, but it's here.
Really?
It's time.
Really?
Have you not been waiting, anticipating with a fire burning in your eyes?
No, I mean that song. Okay, that's fine.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 38 special today.
So you're saying we're going to rock into the night?
We are rocking into the night tonight, because football is here. We're going to feel like we're doing 80, all right? Because it's just adrenaline. I'm going to go ahead and warn you, not that you didn't already know this, not that this is going to be a surprise to literally anybody, but Robbie B is going to be a tired G tomorrow. Because I'm staying up late, baby.
So you're saying that there are mornings when you come in and you're chipper because you've got a ton of sleep?
I'm chipper most mornings, all right? I'm chipper most mornings, even if I'm faking it, which is some mornings for sure. But even if I'm faking it, I'm still chipper in the AM. I'm just going to say, I woke up today and there was a little pep in the step. There was a little hitch in the giddy up. If you get what I'm saying, if you feel me, if you pick up what I'm laying down, there was the air felt a little more crisp. The birds were singing a little more beautifully this morning. All right. I could smell the smell of fresh cooked southern biscuits and gravy wafting across the upstate of South Carolina this morning. And maybe I was hallucinating all of it. I don't care. I elect to believe it was real.
You need to stay away from that or you won't fit in your suit, though.
Listen, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, today's a special day. Today, my dear friends, today is a special kind of day. I woke up this a.m. I want you to know, this part's true. Most times, the alarm goes off about 3:30, and then 3:33, and then 3:35, and then 3:37, and then 3:39, and then 3:45. All right?
Man, if I were in that room.
She hates it so much.
I would be, I'd be pretty angry.
She hates it so much, but here's the thing. There were one or two times where I didn't do that, where I just set one, and I'm going to keep it a buck with you for just a minute. It didn't wake me up, all right? Slept right through. Or worse, and this has happened. I've recorded it before. There are mornings that the body wakes up and pushes snooze, and the brain, it don't come online. You ever had that happen? You wake up and your phone, like, I don't know about you, if I snooze an alarm, my phone records that, and it says, you snoozed an alarm at 3:45 a.m.
Yeah, I don't rely on the phone. I still use an alarm clock with a backup battery.
I do not. I like to live dangerously.
Well, I don't want my phone on all hours of the night going off with alerts or someone calling.
See, I turn all that off. I D&D my phone, and not like the fun D&D where it's like roll for initiative. I mean, like, do not disturb. It goes on the D&D. There's like five people that don't have the D&D filter on them. You're one of them, as a matter of fact. For the JIC and the AM purposes, all right? But like the mom, the little brother, the fiance, it's pretty much the list. All due respect to all of you out there. All due respect, huh? But you're not on the D&D breaking list.
All right, you got to explain what D&D is. Do not disturb.
Do not disturb. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, I got it.
There we go. The do not disturb list. If you call me after I turn the D&D on, I don't have it for a set time, all right? It just is what it is. But if you put me on the D&D... or if I put you on the D&D list, you can't get through, all right? You just can't. What I can tell you is that Lonzo's on the non-D&D list. He can D&D me in the AM. Mainly because if I have a real tragic emergency and I set zero alarms, Lonzo's the dude that's going to call me at 5:40 and be like, yo, where the hell you at? And I'm going to go.
Those won't be my exact words, but yeah.
Hey, pretty close. And I'll go doing 99 on the interstate. I'll be there in a minute. All right.
No, chances are if I call you, you're like, what?
I'm the dude.
Oh, no.
I'm the dude with an alarm at 3:35, 3:37, 3:39, 3:41, 3:45, 3:55, 4 a.m. One of those is going to get me. This morning, I didn't need any of them. This morning, I got up at 3:30. I rolled over. I looked at the phone. I said, I got five more minutes, but I don't need them. I don't want them. I popped out of bed. I threw on the jersey. I popped the hat backwards. I put on the glasses. I suited up because it was go time. And I got here this morning exceptionally early. And I said, you know what? It's football day. Nothing else matters. All right. Here's what I got today. Here's what I got today. I got 4 hours of sports talk radio excellence to bring you until 10 a.m. All right. Three time, South Carolina Broadcasters Association Sports Talk Radio Show of the Year. We got to do that till 10 a.m. Then I got to walk to the studio next door. I got to pop in a few promos. Then I got to walk to the Fortress of Nerditude. I got to lay down some tracks for you guys that are going to go up on the podcast so you can subscribe to the Rob Brown Show wherever you get your podcasts, and you get segments brought to you every single day. Full shows, highlight segments, highlight clips, like yesterday when I learned that I had the lyrics to a very popular song very, very wrong. If you missed that, go check it out. It's up on the podcast page. You know what I'm going to be thinking about while I'm doing all those things? Do you think I'm going to be dialed in on make sure you got a great promo lined up today? No. In fact, the promo today might just be me reading the slate tonight. You think I'm going to be locked in on making sure that it's the greatest editing ever done when I pop up the podcast page today? No. One of the podcasts today may just be me reading the schedule for tonight. And then when I leave here after that, around noon 30, somewhere in that ballpark, I got a meeting with a client down the road. Got to go hang out with them. Am I going to give them my undivided attention? No, I'm not. I'm joking. I am. But I'm trying to emphasize here. Yes, I am. But I'm going to give them 99% of the attention because there's going to be one little part back there, way in the way back of the lizard brain back there that's going football. 2-1. Robbie B takes the lead on a Thursday.
I was just going to try to help you out and say if you talked football with the client, then football would be on the presence.
I'm going
to
tell you right now, there ain't a Mo Trucker in America coming across my presence today that I'm not going to go, hey, what do you think, Colorado minus 10.5 tonight? Or are we playing North Dakota State? What do you think? How are we handling this, all right? And then when I'm done with all that, then today, I got my suit. I tried it on. It looked good. I'm getting it custom tailored, custom fitted, because your boy's trying to look nice, huh? So then I go pick up the suit after the custom tailor job today.
I was going to say, do they alter that? I mean, I don't know how they do that.
Oh, they took the measurements.
I've seen it on TV, but I've never, you know.
They take the measurements. They take the suit. They give it to some guy. I imagine he's got a dope name like Giovanni. All right? He's going to tailor that thing to fit me like a glove. I go pick that up today, which means today I'll put on the freshly tailored, freshly customed wedding suit for the first time. Strap it on with the AF1s that I picked up to match it perfectly. I'm going to look good,
socks.
But you know what I'm going to be thinking?
Socks.
And so, I mean, I'm going to go with some fun socks. I'm going to be fun
okay.
socks.
Okay. All right. Because that's kind of important.
I'm going to be thinking about all these things, but even when I'm standing there in that room that's got the 360-degree mirror with the fiance going, because she will, because daddy's going to look good, all right? Even there, I'm going to be like, North Carolina, Minnesota, couple of running teams today, no Drake May. What do we think? What do we think the Tar Heels are going to do? They got Omarion Hampton, dude's a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that. What do we think about P.J. Fleck hosting the Heels tonight? That's what I'm going to be thinking about. And then when that's over, the lady friend and I, we got a little early evening date, all right? Games don't start till 7. We got a little early evening date. We're going to go sit down. We're going to have a couple of glasses of wine as we kind of continue to wrap up. We got a little over 3 weeks left. 3 weeks, 3 days till we get married. We got details. I got to get the music down. We got to figure out where the chairs are going to be set up. We got to figure out what our set list looks like for the band. We got to figure out what music she's walking down the aisle to. I'm walking down the aisle to. We got to put all this together while we drink some red wine and eat some charcuterie this evening. Am I looking forward to that with the lady friend? You damn right I am. I sure am. But at the same time, lizard brain right there in the bat, little 1%. That's going to be sitting back there going, Coastal Carolina, no Grayson McCall this year. They got a second-year head coach coming on. They're on the road in week one out of Jacksonville State. That's a team that's up and coming in Jacksonville. Alabama! Can the Chanticleers capture a little bit of the magic that they put together when the now NC State quarterback Grayson McCall was out there running the offense? I don't know. I'd like to think so. We're going to talk about it. I don't know why it is that Lonzo's developed this character that just wants to on football excitement,
right,
but I'm not going to stand for it.
That's not what the buzzer for. The buzzer was for you eating charcuterie and thinking football. I don't think you can do that. I don't think you can eat charcuterie and think football.
Not only can I, I will bring charcuterie to a tailgate. Meat and cheese. What's more American than meat and
no,
cheese
you
and football?
Won't. No,
what
you
is
won't.
More American than meat and cheese
maybe,
and football?
Maybe if your tailgate's in the Ivy League, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, charcuterie does not work at a tailgate.
You don't know when's the last time you had charcuterie?
I've had charcuterie.
When's the last time you had charcuterie?
Last Christmas.
And you didn't give it your heart?
It's not. I mean, dude, you're cutting up meat and cheese, putting it on a board.
You're
that's charcuterie.
Right. You damn right it is. It's meat. It's cheese. I'm a cold beer away from being the most American son of. I'll be like Kurt Angle levels of American up in here with some charcuterie.
Correct me if I'm wrong, and you will. Charcuterie sounds French. So how could it
there's
be American?
There's a lot of words we use that sound French. Croissant. They're still delicious. They're still delightful.
Just give me a Pillsbury crescent roll.
You can work on Papua My Day all you want. It ain't going to work.
It's just a charcuterie, man.
Work.
I was there with you till you did that.
And I'm going to have.
They got too fancy.
Some meat. I'm going to have some cheese. I'm going to have some red wine. I'm going to think about football. But see, that's the thing. The night's not over with the charcuterie and the red wine because then I'm heading back to the house tonight. Then I'm going into the bro cave tonight. I'm putting the 75 and the 245s and the 35 and the computer and the other computer and the tablet and the phone, because I got enough football to fill them all up tonight, and we'll have them all working this evening. Because, my dear friends, we have been waiting for this day for a very, very long time. And finally, the day has arrived. It is college football day in America. If you did not wake up this AM feeling real jacked, baby, if I may quote one of the great living Americans, Booker T., if you didn't feel real jacked, baby, when you got up this AM, I don't know. You need to see somebody. If your blood rate ain't spiked just a little bit, if your blood, if the excitement ain't coursing through your veins right now, if you're not feeling a little bit more American today than you did yesterday or the day before or the day before or the day before, I don't know who you are. I don't know where you're coming from, but you need to get right. You need to get in the game.
All right, let me address the stream really quick. Brandon, Packers fans don't eat charcuterie. They eat chunks of cheese, man. And you can't, a big old chunk of cheese.
Do you think Green Bay fans are just walking around with cheese wedges knocking the edges off them?
Yes.
No.
They absolutely are.
You cut the pieces off the way. Green Bay fans are not in Lambo hanging on to a cartoon character Mickey Mouse style wedge of cheese.
Of course they are, absolutely are. And before they leave for the family, they cut pieces off the wheel.
In Lonzo's head, every Packer fan shows up to Lambo with a cheese wheel under one arm and probably like an old milk jug in the other hand, and that's what Packers fans are.
Man, a full-on salami in the other hand.
That's literally charcuterie.
Yeah, but
literally it's meat and cheese.
It's not. You have to chop it up into fancy little pieces.
So what you're saying is
you can't say that what I'm saying isn't true.
Because you're not.
Have you been to Green Bay? I believe you said you've never been.
I've never been to Lambeau.
Yeah. So.
But I've seen it on TV.
Okay.
And I can tell you.
So you've seen every part of Lambeau.
I've watched every Packer game at Lambeau, with a few exceptions over the years, and I can tell you for certain, if somebody was rolling around Green Bay, Wisconsin, and they were carrying a whole ass cheese wheel, they'd be on the front of SportsCenter every Monday morning.
You and I know. A Packers fan, I guarantee you, he eats big old chunks of cheese and doesn't eat no charcuterie board.
I guarantee you, you're wrong. Guarantee you, you're wrong.
You can't see some guy named Steve walking around with a big old chunk of cheese. I can.
My man that you are talking about right now rolls up into this station on a daily basis in floral dress shirts. You think that man ain't not back at charcuterie board or seven? Come on, dude. You see, and I'm saying this with the utmost respect, because I promise you, he's the only dude in the building that's got more floral pattern shirts than me.
All right. I've been to his house. He probably does.
Yeah.
He has probably well-catered charcuterie.
Yeah.
I mean,
not only does he eat charcuterie, I'd bet you if you knocked on his door even any given day of the week, he'd be like, come in, we're having charcuterie.
Probably fresh.
It's charcuterie
fresh,
time.
Fresh fruit, too.
100%.
Right there, yeah, on the table. Yeah.
100%. This cheese just came out of the cheese machine
in the guest dining room, not the real dining room. The guest dining room.
The point here is, it doesn't matter what you're doing. If you're having a charcuterie day or you're having a yard tower of beer at your favorite watering hole day, or you're sitting on the couch at 6:30 p.m. in your PJs and your jammies because you work the night shift.
Pickens County don't do charcuterie. I'm telling you, but they don't.
Everybody does charcuterie. It's just
Pickens County
cuts.
Does not do charcuterie.
The point, you're not even from Pickens County.
Yeah, but I've been there before.
I can guarantee you there's a tailgate going down next Saturday in Clemson, South Carolina, and somebody's got some damn charcuterie.
No, there's no way.
There's
no way.
By the way,
we'll bring this up next week. I want a picture of someone at the Clemson tailgate party with charcuterie, because I don't believe it.
Now, see what this is Lonzo's got this vendetta against anyone who likes fancy things. Lonzo doesn't like the fancy. He doesn't like people who do like the fancy.
I'm sorry, I've never been rich. I don't understand.
You don't need to be rich to appreciate meat and cheese. In fact, if you're not rich, meat and cheese is literally all you're allowed to have, I'm pretty sure. All right? Lunchables are just charcuterie for kids.
Did you catch that? He's pretty sure because he doesn't know because he's never not been rich.
Okay. What you want? My dad worked hard to get me good charcuterie. I'm happy. All right?
And I'm happy for you, too.
The point here is we can fight about charcuterie and red wine, about tall towers of beer, about pizza and burgers and wings. We can have whatever you want. The point is, tonight, 6 p.m., we're kicking off with a little state college in New Jersey, the Rutgers. And then we go into NC State and wait for us in the 2017 National Champions UCF Golden Knights. It's all on tap because it's football day in America and football day on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Just me. Or, does Deion Sanders need to make a statement tonight? Not this season. Tonight. I think he's got to make a statement tonight. Colorado taking on North Dakota State University. That is an FCS powerhouse, and one that I'm going to go ahead and tell you in advance can run the football quite a bit. Colorado enters this game as a 10-point favorite. 10 points even is the line set, and I'm going to tell you, it ain't a 10-point football game. It's not a 10-point football game. And the reason I'm going to tell you it's not a 10-point football game here is solely because of the fact that for one reason or the next, and I don't know what that reason is, we're going to talk a little bit about it as the show rolls on and as we get into some of the games for this evening. The betting public's all over Colorado in this contest. All over the Buffs in this contest. This is a spot where, and I'm not going to go too deep into the gambling element, but I do think for the sake of the conversation, it's important. right? Like I understand a lot, if not most of you, don't gamble. But I also think that if you are really analyzing football, looking at the lines and the metrics and the props and all that, it can go a long way in helping you get a bigger picture of games that you are paying attention to. And this is one of them. The betting public is heavy on Colorado right now, not just in this game, on the season. They are one of the most bet teams in America to make the playoffs. I don't care how optimistic you are about Deion. No. Okay? No. It's not happening. Four games, they won four games last year. You think they're going from 4-8 to 11-1 to 10-2? And oh, by the way, in the Big 12, which I told you yesterday, the Big 12 is going to be one of, if not the most parity-filled conference in college football this year. On this game tonight, Colorado is the most bet-on game, not on Thursday, in week one. In week one. See, this is what I've been talking about with Deion Sanders. I do not see, and I feel like I have to preface every time I bring up Deion, I have to preface with this. I want to be wrong about Deion Sanders. I want to be wrong. I want Deion Sanders to be good. I want Deion Sanders to not just survive. I want Deion Sanders to thrive. I want Deion Sanders not just to succeed. I want Deion Sanders to be great. Why? As I've said a million times and will a million more, because college football is better when it has personality to it. And I'm talking about teams having personalities. I am talking about colleges having them. I am talking about conferences having them. I'm talking about the playoffs having personality. I'm talking about coaches having personality. I'm talking about fans having personality. College football is better when we have personality. As Lonzo and I say all the time, everything is professional wrestling. Well, who are the best wrestlers of all time? The ones with the best personality. Or as the kids say, Riz. You got to have that Riz, man. You got to be a Riz master. It's better when there's Riz, when there's personality, when there's characteristics, when there's caricatures. Steve Spurrier, one of the all-time celebrated head coaches. And obviously, Spurrier was a great coach. Ain't no doubt about that. But Steve Spurrier ain't loved because he's a great coach. Spurrier was loved because he was one of the most unique personalities to ever haunt a sideline. It was the visor throwing and the dagnabbits and all that. South Carolina fans know it well. Hell, yesterday, Dabo Swinney was doing his pregame press conference and came out of the gate with a Steve Spurrier impression. That's a guy who used to coach the other guys. And Dabo's got love for him because he's a personality. Nick Saban. Do you know why so many people actively dislike Nick Saban despite the fact that Nick Saban's one of the all-time greats? Because Nick Saban was a personality in not having a personality. He was so easy to dislike. Are you accusing me of going overboard in my...
Just wait for it, dude.
Yes. College football is better with...
You went back to the 1930s with your... I mean, you've said personality more times than it says in the song.
True, it's you could have also gone with Cult of.
No.
And that would have been...
No. You were closer to this song than you were that song.
I also said Riz. Which is
well,
is very
you realize
modern-ish.
You were using a really old word and you tried to modernize it, but you'd already said personality like 15 times.
I mean,
times.
I don't think personality, I mean, it is an old word,
dude,
but.
Dude, it's a really old word. This is the first time I think I've heard personality in like a decade, maybe.
What do people say?
They say a lot of things, they just don't say personality.
I don't know. I genuinely think this might be the most confused I've ever been by one of your. Contrarian takes.
It's
people don't say personality. How
all,
do you describe someone's personality?
I think we have proved many times that you are the contrarian on this show. You are the island on this show, but you just ain't figured it out yet. Also, this is the first time you've used the word personality in If you weren't talking about the song Cult of Personality, it's the first time you've used that word in all the times that that we have been on the air
Two
together.
2 days ago when we talked about Dion in Colorado banning a reporter from asking questions, I have been saying I've got a social media video of it from this week saying I want Dion to succeed because college football is better with personality. I made a whole ass video about it. Either way, point here is I stand on that. College football is better with personality. And Deion Sanders is the biggest one in college football wearing a headset today. I want him to be good. I want more Lil Wayne rapping the Buffs out of the tunnel. I want more Colorado turning.
You didn't like that, dude. I mean, you've said you didn't like that.
What I've said is if you're going to do that, but you're also a 4-8 football team, it's kind of a joke. It's kind of a joke if you're a 4-8 ball club, right? Could you imagine, I don't know, pick your favorite jobber. Could you imagine if Dolph Ziggler back in the day had Lil Wayne rapping him out to the ring? You'd be like, really, dog? You bringing out Lil Wayne to go eat now, to go take a three count? That's what we're doing here? That's kind of what they are. They're jobbers right now. They're not even mid-card. They're jobbers right now. And I've said it just feels a little weird to have this dog and pony show. This, I'm going to use Scott Keeler's word here, circus going on for a team that is 4-8 last year, and I'm going to keep it a buck. I don't think they're getting 4 wins this year. Their win total was 4.5, and I took the under. They might be 2-10 when it's all said and done this year. I think there's so much going on right now in Boulder, Colorado, to be legitimately honest. If that team isn't raking at the gate this year, selling merch like they did last year, because let's be honest about this little American culture we live in. We support winners, not losers. Always have, always will. If they aren't selling merch because nobody cares about a 3-9 football team, Deion might be on the hot seat 2 years in.
I'm glad we're not in Colorado, because if we were, you wouldn't be allowed to talk about Colorado. You would have already been banned.
I'd be allowed to talk about him. I just wouldn't be allowed to talk to Deion.
I don't know. The boss would have a talk with you and say, you got to lay off the Colorado
stuff. I don't know what to tell you. It is what it is. It ain't good. It ain't looking good this year. So,
by the way, it's the only game that's interesting tonight.
You're wrong. For the second week in a row.
It's the only game that's interesting tonight. And probably, I hope I can find it on TV.
I hope none of
what's,
you
what's
listen.
Better, what's better than this game? What has more interest to it than this game?
Oh, I didn't say it's not the most interesting game of the night.
That's what I just said, and then you said I was
wrong.
No,
you said it's the only interesting game of the night.
Well, it is.
No, it's not.
Oh, without a doubt.
Once again, for the second week in a row, you're going to wake up tomorrow and go, oh, dag nabbit, I watched one game and I missed out on everything Rob Brown said was going to be good and was right about.
I don't think I've ever woke up and said,
remember,
oh, dag nabbit.
Remember last week when you said, oh, SMU and Florida State are going to win by 50, and I went, nope, they're both going to be in barn burners.
By the way, I'm not going to go into detail, but you know what I was doing with that. And you should know what I'm doing with that. I'll tell you off the air.
I mean, if your goal is drive attention to it, I don't think you need to. I think there's plenty of games here that are good and attention worthy. North Carolina, Minnesota is going to be a slapper as well. Coastal Carolina on the road to Jacksonville State is going to be a great football game. All right. Point here, though, is to me. Dude, why do you watch football? You clearly don't like it.
You clearly aren't a fan. I like good games. I like watching teams that matter and factor into what's going to happen at the end of the year.
This is why people.
What I like. You know what? If you want to say I'm a conceited fan, that's fine.
Oh, I definitely will.
But I am a casual. So that's what casuals do.
All right. Well, those of us who know and love ball are going to talk about this slate today. Lonzo's going to sit over there and snicker at it because he's better than us, and we know it. So, I want to finish this Deion conversation when we come back, because this game is deadly to the future of one Deion Sanders if he gets it wrong.
Interesting game.
We will talk more about it when we come back. Rob Brown, Lonzo, and you, the Rob Brown Show rolls on. It's the Fan Upstate. Tonight's matchup between North Dakota State University and the Colorado Buffaloes is a very interesting one to me. And it is an interesting one to me because I think it is massively impactful on the future of Deion Sanders. I've said a number of times, and I'm riding this horse until I'm either right or wrong. The reason why is Deion Sanders has, for a very, very long time, I think the entire time at Jackson State, and I think at Colorado as well, ridden the ability to utilize his fame to get the best talent he can get. Jackson State, that worked great. That worked fine. Because the competition that he was up against in other HBCUs, against lower FCS caliber teams, my man was able to go steal guys like Travis Hunter away from Florida State and just roll out enough D1 talent in that spot that other teams at the same level of competition that did not have the celebrity of Deion Sanders were unable to keep up. I said all offseason, going into last year, that's not going to be the case at the University of Colorado. He is going to have access to the same players that everybody else does. And that's not to say there will never be a big-name player that goes to Deion because he's Deion. Again, if there is a coach out there in college football that will know how to get a kid, especially like a two-way kid or a DB, ready for the NFL and developed for the NFL, it's obviously Deion Sanders. But there's a lot of other coaches that do that too. Georgia is sending 6 or 7 NFL draft-ready defensive players to the league every year. I don't know what Deion has proven he can give you more than Kirby Smart can, getting you ready for the show, right? So now all of a sudden, I really do think we have hit the point. I think we have hit the point where Deion can no longer just talk the talk. I think we have hit the point where Deion Sanders is going to have to walk the walk. And again, so that we're clear, I want him to succeed. I think sports are better with personality, and I think it is important to hammer that home, whether it's for the good and everybody loves him, for the bad and everybody hates him, or for the tween and some people hate him and some people love him. I think personalities that we can react to, that we can bounce back and forth off of, I think those things are important. I think they make sports better. As I have been told in every radio stop and every television stop I've ever made in this career of mine, do you know what moves the needle? It is not just scores and stats and statistics. It's people stories. It's personality. And that doesn't just mean, oh, this kid playing quarterback for XYZU came up from a broken home and had to overcome all these challenges to make it here. And now with his NIL money, he's able to buy his mom a house. That's a great story. We're all in on that story. I'm also talking about the personality of the people who talk about these things. I'm talking about your conversations with me and Lonzo and Diesel and Cole and all the other voices on this station and across the network that we carry. Those things are what makes sports great. I could come in here and give you every Monday a 4-hour show that does nothing at all but read you scores and stats, but you don't care about that. You want the stories behind the scores and the stats. You want the opinions behind the scores and the stats. So that's where I think Deion is at in his time in Colorado. It is no longer about talk for Deion. I think you have to prove you got better. And here's the thing. The door for better, wide open. Wide open and very wide. You got to win 5 games to get better. And if you can do that this year, then I think all this goes off. But here's the problem. The problem, I think, at this point is that you have talked so much. There has been so much conversation about this team in terms of what can Deion do, in terms of the controversy around barring a columnist. And by the way, I learned this morning. This is not the first time Deion's done it before. Not the first time. He has also in the past barred a local television reporter who covered a team for the local CBS sports affiliate, barred that person. from covering the team. And that person was dramatically less, let's say for the sake of conversation, insulting about what they had to say about Deion and his team. It was just a lot more hyper-analytical, I think is the word that I'm going to go with here. There was a lot more deep diving into numbers, all that, and Deion didn't like it. So he banned that kid too. This is not the first time that this has happened.
Did he also bolster?
I mean, he bolstered the ranks of reporters that he's told aren't allowed to ask questions. So I think for me, as I pointed out earlier in the week, and I am actually in the process of cleaning up a video that I hope to have posted this evening before the game kicks. I wanted to get it done yesterday, but I just ran out of time before I filled in on You Better You Bet last night on the BetMGM Network. And we talked a little bit about this as well. BetMGM Network. BetQL Network, sponsored by BetMGM. There we go. I can do this. I'm a professional. Get off me, dog. I'm in the process of making a video about this. And the video says something very similar to a column that I wrote and posted earlier this week at thefanupstate.com. It is still up if you would like to go read it. It's just a more in-depth look at what I'm talking about right now. But basically what I said, and you can disagree with it, or you can agree with it. We can have a conversation, or you can do what some people have just said and said, Rob Brown, you're an idiot and you're wrong. And I'm good with whatever. At some point I'll be proven right or wrong, and I'll live with it one way or the other. But what that article said and what this social media video that I'm going to post hopefully this evening is going to say is this. The actions taken by Deion Sanders and the quotes from Deion Sanders and the behavior of Deion Sanders does not come across to me as a competent, confident, in charge college football coach. It comes across to me as a guy that does not have control of the program. It comes across to me as a guy that does not have answers to the tough questions. It comes across to me as a guy who recognizes that maybe the criticisms being levied against a program that he is being paid a buttload of money to coach, maybe those criticisms are fair. Maybe those takes aren't outrageous. You know, sometimes, and this happens in just about every element of life, sometimes you look at person A or entity A criticizing entity B, and people look and they go, wow, that's a little bit harsh, ain't it? That's a little bit rude, ain't it? And then a month or a year or a month or a decade later, something comes out that proves that every word of that criticism was spot on correct. Every word of that criticism was spot on accurate. And I wonder if there's not a little bit of Deion looking at this situation and going, they're right. I don't have answers. I don't have answers to the criticism about the off-the-field problems. I don't have answers to the criticism about this being more of a dog and pony show. I don't have answers because maybe what happens if Colorado comes out tonight and they lose to North Dakota State, a team they're a double-digit favorite over. What happens if they lose this game tonight? If they lose this game tonight, a game they are, again, a double-digit favorite. If they drop this game tonight, then all the questions about, yeah, it's great you've got the most talent Colorado's had since the early 90s. Are you doing anything with it? Are you developing it? Are you making it better? Are you making it more improved to go out there and compete? Because if you lose to an FCS team, even if it is a very good one, things get ugly real quick. South Carolina fans know that, don't they? Remember when you lost to the Citadel? And remember the spiral you got sent down because of that? Same situation. Except the difference is Deion is out there running his mouth every week about how nobody understands but him and only they have each other's back and nobody else matters. Well, I got news for you. You don't have to like it, but yes, they do. Your fans matter. And your people that sign the paychecks matter. And all the people that give a crap about your team matter. And so if this team comes out tonight with all the talent that we know they have, with talent coming out of the portal, with a minimal amount of talent that Deion recruited himself, with all that has happened over the years, the 2 years that Deion Sanders has been in charge here. If this team comes out and loses this game, and I am telling you right now, there is absolutely a chance that they do. If they come out and they lose this football game tonight, then everything that Scott Keeler said that got him banned from asking questions to Deion about the program, all of that, now it's accurate. Now it's accurate. And if all the things that Keeler said were accurate and got him banned from asking questions are proven accurate, then guess what happens? Everybody else goes, that guy was right. That guy was right, and Deion hammered him anyway, which says to me, Deion's a guy for being the most confident man wearing a whistle anywhere in America this year. Deion's scared. Deion's scared. Deion's nervous. Deion's apprehensive because Deion's getting a lot of money to do this, and he's failing. And Deion's not a guy that's used to failure. We know yet. We know that. We know that. He's also a guy that has used natural-born talent and celebrity to get him everything he's got. Nothing wrong with that. I don't hate the player nor the game. I'm good with it. But if it doesn't go right for Prime this year and Scott Keeler, all the questions and all the criticisms that he asked and he levied about this program suddenly have weight, then I think the shine comes off the apple for Prime. And Colorado's got to start asking themselves, when do we start asking questions about this being the right fit or not? I hope Deion succeeds. I have been hashtag influenced. I own the Deion Sanders sunglasses. I have tuned in for more Colorado games in the past 1 year than I did for the past decade and a half before that. I am Team Deion. I hope Prime succeeds. I want to party with the Buffs. I want Colorado. I want Boulder, Colorado to become a place that joins my bucket list of stadiums that I have to see in the next couple of years. I want an excuse to bring the lady friend out to Boulder to go spend a weekend up in Aspen and also hit a Buffs game while I'm there because of Deion. I want all those things to happen. But I'm looking at a program that Deion's coaching strategy is go be bigger, stronger, and faster than the other guy. And I got news for you. It don't work that way in the Big 12. Certainly don't work that way if you make it into the playoffs 1 year and you got Big 10 and SEC teams waiting for you on the other end of the pipe. It's not how it goes. And if that's not how it goes, this year could be the hot seat year for Deion. I think he's back next year one way or the other, but I think next year he doesn't have the freedom to be fun, loosey-goosey, having the gold chain and the gold whistle and the gold glasses and the cowboy hats and the hoodies that say, not hard, number two, find. He's not on game day. He's not doing any of that. He better be locked in to get it right. You know who got it right? Shohei Ohtani's dog last night. That's adorable. Shohei's dog fetched the first pitch last night. And it was, I'm going to use a word I don't use very often, Lonzo. It was cute as hell. It was adorable. And then he also gave Shohei a 5. Dogs are the best. Dogs are the best. All right. I don't want to call him the Deion Sanders of sports flashes because I think he's better than that. So I'll say the Bear Bryant of sports flashes. Appropriate. Appropriate. Fitting. That works out great.
Not just a person who can't do his job right. Apparently, the Atlanta Braves finished off a 3-game sweep of the Minnesota Twins with a 5-1 win on the road last night. The win was Chris Sale's 15th of the year. Atlanta is now 6-1, dating back to August 23rd, within 5 games of Philadelphia in the division and 4 full games over New York in the wildcard race. College football week one begins tonight with a handful of top 25 teams in action. Number 24 NC State will host Western Carolina at 7, while number 11 Missouri hosts Murray State at 8, the same time as number 22 Kansas hosts Lindenwood. Yeah, that's actually a school. And Big 12 favorite number 12 Utah squares off with Southern Utah at 9 p.m. Tune in Saturday at 5:30 as Furman Paladins get their college football season started as they take on the Ole Miss Rebels. It's Furman versus Ole Miss right here on your home for Paladins football, The Fan, Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.